And now, from the kids' zone, it's bedtime adventures, adventures, adventures. Hey, why is there an echo in here? Echo in here. Echo in here. Because it's cool. Because it's cool. Because it's cool. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the ninth day of Christmas. Tonight we have a very special Christmas tale lined up for you. I'm very excited about it. Entitled, A Visit from Snowball the Elf. So without any further ado, let us begin, shall we? And as you remember, like with all good stories, we must start from the start, and we must begin from the beginning. Now, 'twas the night before Christmas, and at the North Pole, excitement was brewing with a festive goal. The elves were hustling, the reindeer were prancing, and Santa was checking his list, double-chancing. But in a quaint little corner away from the cheer, nine ladies a-dancing were spreading joy and good cheer. They were dancing divas, the talk of the pole, known for their moves, their rhythm and soul. Now Jet, Jason, James, three brothers so bold, were determined to join in the dance, be it young or old. They practiced their steps, twirls and prances, hoping to impress the ladies with their dance advances. The dancing divas in their tutus and bows were giggling and twirling and stealing the show. With each spin and leap, the North Pole floor shook, and even the snowflakes outside took a look. Amidst the laughter and the Christmas delight, Snowball the Elf observed with sheer delight. His tiny eyes twinkled and his tiny heart danced as the North Pole filled with joy and romance. The brothers, determined to catch the diva's eyes, practiced their moves under the twinkling skies. But little did they know the divas had plans to teach the brothers some dance moves so grand. Jet, Jason, James, come join our dance floor, and let's make this Christmas one to adore, cried the divas in unison with glee. The brothers blushed, but gladly agreed. The nine ladies and three brothers formed a line, moving to the music, dancing so fine. Twirls and dips, hops and skips, they danced through the night under the northern lights. Snowball the Elf joined in on the fun, doing a tiny jig and laughing.
This is second to none.
The laughter echoed through the chilly air, creating a magical, joyful atmosphere. As dawn approached, the dance reached its end, but the memories made would forever transcend. The dancing divas, the brothers so dear, and Snowball the Elf shared Christmas cheer. Santa himself, with a twinkle in his eye, applauded the performance from way up high.
Well done, my friends. You've made spirits bright. Now rest up, for tomorrow's the big night. Ho, ho, ho!
And so with laughter, joy, and a dance so grand, the North Pole prepared for Christmas, the best in the land. The dancing divas twirled off to their beds with dreams of sugar plums and joy in their heads. And as the night settled, the stars shone above, the North Pole was filled with laughter and love. The tale of the nine ladies dancing and three brothers so bold became a legend forever told. Well, 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 there we have it. A visit from Snowball the Elf. Dance like no one's watching, I tell you. I hope you enjoyed our Christmas tale this evening. And I wonder what's going to happen on the 10th day of Christmas. Guess I'll have to tune in and find out on Bedtime Adventures, Adventures, Adventures.